This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski said that she's disturbed to hear that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there would be a total coordination between the White House and the Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. More from AP Shelley Adler. Disaster officials in the Philippines said Thursday that a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 100 kilometers per hour and dumped heavy rain for 2 days as it moved across the Philippines. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters and schools, gyms, and government buildings. More than 20,000 people were stranded in ports on Wednesday, with ferry services shut down and many domestic flights canceled in the mainly Catholic nation. Typhoons and tropical storms regularly hit the Philippines, but their season normally tapers off in November. One of the country's worst typhoon, Haiyan, killed more than 6,000 in November of 2013. The country's most powerful storm of 2018 killed 81 people in the rugged mountains north of Manila in September. The storm, called Manghut, also raised questions about the extent of home construction and storm-prone zones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had to be rushed off the stage at an election rally in the southern Israeli port city after a rocket was fired from the Gaza Strip late Wednesday. Netanyahu faces a challenge Thursday as his Likud party holds a primary to decide who will lead in to Israel's third general election in the span of just 1 year. This is VOA News.